Welcome everybody to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I'm your host, John Cena Weevil here. Let's get right down to it, starting with AEW Dark Elevation. This was taped before Grand Slam at Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens, New York. And we only had two matches here, with Kip Sapien and Penelope Ford defeated Sky Blue and Sean Dean. The crowd was into this match. It was pretty fun, with Sapien getting the pin after hitting the Anarchy Suplex on Sean Dean. Next match was Ortiz defeated Serpentico. Ortiz came out to a big hometown reaction. Luther tried to get involved on the outside, but Ortiz ended him with a Fisherman Buster for the pin. Then the show actually had sprinkled in some videos from Powerhouse Hobbs and Eddie Kingston talking for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Some pretty good, amazing, and brave stories here from both of these gentlemen, especially Kingston's, who ended the show in about 6 to 7 minutes. If you want, I would highly recommend to please go and watch this video. We go to Tuesday's AEW Dark. This took place from Universal Studios. We had Fuego del Sol defeated Jay Malachi, but Excalibur and Taz got on Dasha for pronouncing it Malachi, Jay Malachi for some reason. But Fuego was able to get the win after hitting a tornado DDT into a neck crank to make Malachi submit. Layla Gray defeated Tiara James, James making her second appearance on AEW, and Gray gets the win here with a face buster, as Taz was given a geographical lesson on all the different parts of Queens, New York. Thank you, Taz. Jeeves K, the former VSK, or the butler of the Trust Busters, defeated Gus De La Vega. Quick and easy win by Jeeves here. Jorah Joe defeated Blake Lee easily with the pump kick. Anna JAS defeated Kelly Madden quickly with the Queen Slayer, and then put it on again after the match. Ryan Nemeth defeated Arjun Singh with what he called the Hunk of Love Neckbreaker. Leon Ruffin getting his first win in AEW defeated Bishop King, who we haven't seen in a couple years in AEW. Ruffin gets the win after hitting a crucifix bomb. And Helico defeated Caleb Conley by submission with a modified Argentine backbreaker. The Renegade Twins defeated Milo Moore and Milo, as Taz and Excalibur themselves were convinced that this was a rib, with these names sounding too similar. But luckily, this match ended in mere seconds, with the Renegade Twins hitting a Spinebuster Neckbreaker combo for the win. Nick Camarado defeated Shaheem Ali. Ali, you might remember that name from Ring of Honor. He was there for a couple of years, from like 2017 to 2020, I want to say, teaming up with Leon St. Giovanni, LSG. But Camarado was able to end him quickly with the Alabama Slam. And the main event here, Dante Martin defeated Anthony Henry with the nosedive in a really great match. And after the match, JD Drake came in and helped Henry attack Martin until Matt Sydal ran in for the save with a chair. Then after the match, Tony Schiavone gets the word with Dante and Sydal, who challenged them to a tag team match for next week. So this episode of Dark had a lot of names that we don't really see getting wins. So it was actually pretty good to see, like I said, Leon Ruffin, the Renegade Twins, Camarado, Jorah Joel, Jeeves K. So it was pretty cool to see some people here that you probably wouldn't see on any other AEW show. We go to Impact Wrestling. This was a go-home show for the Victory Road pay-per-view that I did cover on PulseWrestling.com, so check out the report on there if you haven't. Before the Impact, Giselle Shaw defeated Hyann. Mickie James is on commentary for this, and Shaw wins with a running knee to the face. We go to the main show, where Brian Myers defends the Digital Media Championship against Bhupinder Gujjar in a ladder match. Gujjar gets busted open from his face at one point. He tries to climb the ladder until he gets low-blowed, and he gets taped to the ladder by Myers, who then reaches and grabs the title for the win. Heath, Josh Alexander, and Rich Swann are backstage and said that they're on the same page against Anna Nemor for Victory Road, but Heath says that he doesn't need help tonight in this open challenge match against any member of Anna Nemor. They show highlights of Steve Macklin attacking Sammy Callahan at a Wrestling Revolver event. Jordan Grace defeated Zicky Dice extremely quickly with the Grace Driver. We go to a five-way match where Black Taurus defeated Laredo Kid, Alex Zane, Trey Miguel, and Mia Yim. A wild, fantastic match here, really fast, with Taurus pinning Zane after hitting Destination Hellho. We go to another one of those Violent by Design videos where Eric Young tells all those minions that they are a part of this now and asks if they are prepared, as they all threw up their Vs and they chanting that they are violence. But it ends up with Eric Young and Diener just taking them all out anyway. We get another Joe Henry video coming soon. This one shows a couple arguing and the woman telling the husband that their child isn't his. I thought I was watching a soap opera for a second. But the joke was that the baby belonged to Joe Henry, and that's where he comes in and he starts doing his sing and dance. We get a street fight as Heath defeats PCO. PCO was the Honor No More member that accepted the challenge. Eddie Edwards tries to stop him from accepting it, but he goes ahead anyway. Anna Nomura tries to interfere, but Rich Swann and Josh Alexander stop them with chairs. Lots of chairs in this match. This is a street fight. But PCO lands on them, followed by the wake-up call for Heath to get the win. The Motor City Machine Guns defeated Aussie Open. Great match here from these two great tag teams fighting for the first time, with Chris Sabin defeated Mark Davis after they hit Skull and Bones. And because of this result, the Motor City Machine Guns will get a tag team title shot against the OGK at Bound for Glory. Tasha Steelz and Savannah Evans were walking backstage until Evans was just kind of nabbed out of nowhere, just for Killer Kelly to show up and confront Tasha. Giselle Shaw cut a promo on how she will take the torch from Mickie James and retire her at Victory Road. And then we have a Hold Harmless contract signing between Sammy Callahan, Moose, and Steve Maclin, with Scott D'Amore hosting it. You want to take a guess on how this ended? So Callahan signs the contract with a barbed wire covered pen, and then Maclin and Moose attack him until Moose turns on Maclin, and Callahan was able to dodge Moose and put him through the table, followed by Cactus Driver 97. Put him through a table with a Cactus Driver 97, sorry. This was the main event for the Victory Road. Again, if you haven't seen the show and just want to read about it, postwrestling.com. We go to Women of Wrestling, their second episode here. Another Women of Wrestling tag team tournament match as the Miami Sweet Heat defeated the Heavy Metal Sisters. Miami Sweet Heat are two twin sisters that don't really look alike. They have different color hair, so that's kind of cool to see every once in a while, twins that you can actually tell apart. And the Heavy Metal Sisters, their names were Fury, Razor, just very stereotypical, like, metal, I guess, wrestlers here. Look like straight out of the 80s. We're supposed to get Ice Cold versus Foxy Fierce. Foxy Fierce is Brady Harrington's favorite wrestler. She has like a roller derby gimmick. And Ice Cold is just like kind of like Lady Frost that you might have seen in the indies. Pretty similar gimmick. This is supposed to be a one-on-one match, but Jessie Jones, who I guess is the former one half of the former WOW Tag Team Champions, comes out and says that she was upset that she was stripped of the titles, as they explained this was out of her control as her tag partner had to leave WOW. So she says that she should have been in the tournament, so instead she'll fight these two alone, as she ends them quickly by submission with a Kimura on Ice Cold. And after the match, she says that she attacked Foxy Fierce, and then they told her that she can be in the tournament as long as she can find herself a partner. Leah Makoa, who is also known as Rika Tahaka, which I've seen in AEW Dark, defeated Glitch the Gamer, who's also known as Vert Vixen, another one that's been on AEW Dark here. Makoa is actually pretty impressive. If you haven't seen her already, definitely check her out. Samoan wrestler with a Samoan gimmick. And then Glitch the Gamer is a gamer. That's her gimmick. But Makoa was able to win here after hitting an STO. In the main event here, Reina Del Rey defeated Princess Aussie with a power slam. Princess Aussie is Dickie Bird's favorite wrestler, as she is a wrestler from Australia. But she wins easily with a power slam, and after the match, the Beast comes in and takes out Del Rey. So it looks like that might be an upcoming match. Brandon Harrington is a fellow watcher of women wrestling, so if you have any questions, please reach out to him on Twitter at TheBrady. We go to NWA USA. Starts with the Fixers defending the U.S. Tag Team Championships against Gold Rush's Jordan Clearwater and Marche Rocket with a double powerbomb. We go to Tyrus, who cuts his passionate promo about losing to Trevor Murdoch and says that he would sacrifice the TV title in order to get another world title shot. And indeed, that is the case, as he will cash it in at Hard Times in New Orleans, making the match with Trevor Murdoch and Matt Cardona a triple threat match now. And they announced that they were going to have a tournament to determine who will be the new TV champion. We have a national title tournament semifinal match here, as Thrillbilly Silas defeated Judas with the Thrill Ride to advance to face Dak Draper and Chris Adonis in a three-way for the finals at Hard Times. Anthony Mayweather and Jack Staines are both announced as being part of the TV title tournament. And the main event here was a six-way scramble number one contenders match. Number one contenders for the junior heavyweight title, as Kerry Morton defeated Peter Avalon, Joe Alonso, Mike Bennett, PJ Hawks, and Colby Carino by pinning Alonso. This is Peter Avalon's return to NWA, his first appearance at NWSA, and his first match in NWA since the 70th anniversary show, which was back in 2018. We go to NWA Power, which is a special Surge Pretty Empowered edition, hosted by Kenzie Page and Ella Envy. They interview people such as Kerry Morton and Kylan King. And then we get some matches here, as Marty Bell defeated Maddie with Protect Your Neck. We get Dirty Sexy Boys and Miserably Faithful defeated Ill Beguine and the Spectaculars, with Dirty Dangle pinning Alex Taylor after hitting a sit-out Falcon Arrow. And they described this match as a strange bedfellows match, as it was teams that normally would not face with each other. Rhett Titus defeated Bestia 666 after Bestia's dad, Damian 666, missed his son by accident. And the Now defeated Scion in a handicap match by countout. This is a little weird, as Austin Idol pretty much just held Scion back from getting into the ring, maybe thinking he was going to do something dangerous. Who knows? So he loses the match by countout. We go to NXT Level Up as Dante Chen defeated Bryson Montana with a double chop. Kelly Kincaid has an interview backstage with Miles Bourne where he talks about the adversity he's faced and getting back up and trying again. And if you're not aware, Miles Bourne is actually probably, I want to say, the first deaf wrestler in WWE. So it's pretty cool for him to get some spotlight here. Andy Hartwell defeated Valentina Ferraz with a spine buster. And Andre Chase defeated Miles Bourne in the main event. This match was really fun. The crowd was really into it, definitely behind Chase, as he gets the win after hitting a top rope crossbody. New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong, QT Marshall defeated Kito with a diamond cutter. After the match, he put out a challenge to Shota Umino. And then we get a video from Umino who says that he will kick QT's ass in Las Vegas. Bad Dude Tito and Shane Hayes defeated Christopher Daniels and Yuri Uemura with Hayes pinning Daniels. And then after the match, Daniels was helping Uemura up, only to turn on him, giving him a low blow, and hitting him with the two best moonsaults ever. So it looks like this will now be the next feud for these two. TJP cut a promo on Fred Rosser saying that he'll take his title next week. Ren Narita defeated the debuting Jacob Austin Young. Jacob Austin Young is from the LA Dojo, but he has been wrestling in the indies for about 10 years or so. Narita gets the pin after hitting a belly-to-belly bridge suplex. In the main event here, Taiji Ishimori defeated Allen Angels, Ishimori's first match on Strong in almost a year. The match was really good. Angels really been showing out since leaving AEW, but Ishimori is able to end him after hitting Bloody Sunday. On WWE main event, Dana Brooke defeated Tamina Snuka, and the Alpha Academy defeated Mustafa Ali and Shelton Benjamin. Before the match, Ali tried to speak strategy with Benjamin, but Benjamin says to follow his lead, as he's the one who's actually won championships here. Otis pins Ali after the Alpha Bomb, as Shelton and Ali weren't on the same page and argued after. And to close off here with the WWE Network editions of the week, we have the WXW Shortcut to the Top special, which is like their version of the Royal Rumble, as well as another episode of ICW Fight Club. They also added the Table for Three with the Steiner Brothers and Braun Breaker. Definitely recommend it. I feel like Scott and Rick have a little bit of fun just kind of picking on Little Braun. Don't call me Steiner. That is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.